Singer-songwriter Matt Gold is here to talk about his new EP, Let It Out, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about your new EP, Let It Out.
Let It Out was produced by Kenny Aronoff, who is a pretty well-known drummer, and Dave Bianco, who's a Grammy-winning producer. Both of them have worked with a huge roster of people, anywhere from Fleetwood Mac to Smashing Pumpkins, John Fogerty. And I decided to go a different way and thought that it would be a fun creative process working with a drummer and working with different people. I think Let It Out expands on the territory that my first album didn't really get to cover.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Let It Out pretty much was about getting rid of your demons, learning to accept things in life that you can't control, and moving forward from those situations, whether it be personal relationships or other things going on in your life that are causing you problems.
What would you like to accomplish with your music?
I just keep trying to give my audience and the public something that they can relate to, something authentic, something that helps them in some way, shape, or form.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
You know, sometimes I think that we've made so many strides in this area, and then other times I actually feel as if we're losing ground in the movement. And it's this contradiction that brings us to the very heart of the issue. In order to not lose ground, I think we all have to invest ourselves, and I will continue to do that the best way that I know how, and that is through my music.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I think going forward with marriage equality is a very important issue right now, and I think that will continue to be on the forefront of everyone's mind and just the general acceptance of that. And, you know, it seems to be doing pretty well. So I see that as the big step forward for us.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
You know, I read an interesting book by Augustine Burroughs, and there was a chapter talking about suicide, and, you know, it saddens me to know that there's, you know, these LGBTQ teens that are committing suicide, and I realized in this chapter that was pointed out to me that it's not that you really want to kill yourself. You are just trying to change your situation. Because even at a young age, I felt that way too. I think kids just need to realize that situations will change and your life will get better. It's just part of your journey. And I think in the end, it makes you stronger. So looking towards the prize or looking towards your goals, I hope that will outweigh more than wanting to end your life.
How can people get information about your new EP, Let It Out?
They can either go to my website, which is www.mattgold.net, or my albums can be found on iTunes and Amazon.
What other projects are you working on?
I just got done wrapping up an independent film this summer called Above the Fruited Plains, so that pretty much took up my time, and I'm just starting to do shows now. Last week I was in Chicago at the Jackhammer. This week I will be at the House of Blues. And we keep adding shows onto the tour schedule, I guess, if you want to call it that. Besides that, I'm just writing songs, and hopefully we'll be going back to the studio in January to work on a new album.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My mantra, I believe, would be a quote from Tori Amos, who is my favorite artist of all time. She says, "Give me life, give me pain, give me myself again." And I found that to be very true. You know, we all live life and we're all going to experience pain, but to really get back to who you are, who you feel your authentic self is, you have to go through those two things. And I think that especially rings true for myself.